Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Oh, God damn it! We just lost 8 minutes of fucking gold. All right, we're going to just move through this. Hey, Peter Dinklage is in talks for the Avengers Infinity War. What do you think he's playing, Tony?
Probably fucking Thanos' thumb.
Thanos' thumb. That was my joke, not Tony's. It was a really good one. You missed it. Ha 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 ha. King Kong, Skull Island, Stars Film says humor in lightness. What do you think, Tony? We're literally doing the same thing, but double the speed.
But don't do that. It'll annoy people.
Okay. Deadpool 2 was a solo movie with lots of characters. Isn't that crazy, Tony?
I mean, I'm pretty shocked about it.
Yeah.
Pretty shocking.
That was the first time you've heard that
news. I feel like
I'm
having deja vu about how shocked I am.
How are you doing today, man? It's been a while.
I'm sort of half and half. I feel like a fucking like lukewarm Pop-Tart.
Yeah,
I hate myself.
Not
whatever.
Sure what's in the bag today, huh?
Nope.
Okay.
Just a big bag of... Half bag of dicks.
I'm so bummed that I wasn't recording. God
yeah,
damn
you,
it. What'd you go to school for? Being an idiot, obviously. It took me fucking 7 years to graduate, and I showed nothing
I'm in a bit of a funk, because the room's dark, and I just kind of walked in, so I didn't even do my job, which is see if the numbers are moving.
The numbers were moving. It was playing along, but see those red bars that show our talking?
Yeah. It's like a little, yeah.
Yeah, those weren't there.
I thought those were my heartbeats.
Yeah, wow. Your heart beats very fast.
Like a hamster.
And loud. Yeah, you do have a little hamster heart. Peter Dinklage is in talks for the Avengers Infinity War. We don't know the casting part that he's going to be a part of. And then we have the 15 most anticipated action movies of 2017.
Yes.
Which I'm not sure if I want to go through again, honestly.
You guys could always Google that list.
Yeah, screenrant.com. I mean, you can honestly read this and skip the first 20 minutes of the podcast, because that's usually what I go to and get everything from.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
It is your fault. It's okay. This will
be a short
one.
Apologizing to the fucking listeners.
Hey, also another apology to the listeners for our game show last week. If you didn't enjoy it, we are sorry.
It just isn't that popular amongst our...
award-winning episodes.
Yep.
It is weird. I don't understand.
I mean, we said that it wasn't going to be anything but that, but I think there was still an intention that there'd be more to it than that.
There wasn't, and there's not. Go revisit it, though. It's a gold mine of the word fuck.
Fuck you. No, fuck off.
All right, so the 15 most anticipated action movies of 2017. Can you guess them, Tony?
Can I fucking guess them?
Yeah. The first one.
They all star my boy.
Yeah, your boy's in it.
God damn it.
Sleepless.
Sleepless. In Boston.
Sleepless in Boston. It's the sequel to Sleepless in Seattle, starring your boy Jamie Foxx from previous hits.
Any Given Sunday.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
My internet just crashed.
Man, you're just on a fucking roll, dude. I'm over here just like lit on Wi-Fi.
This is insane.
It is kind of insane, but in all honesty, it's sort of representative of our entire existence.
True.
Is it crashes and burns, but then we pull it back by its bootstraps.
Yes.
And drag it through the mud and glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then fart on it before we raise it back up.
From the dead.
Uh-huh.
I like where this is going. It's like the Lazarus pit.
Was it long enough for the actual webpage to log back in?
Oh, they all pop back up. I'm just waiting for them to load now.
I thought of a funny quote last night.
What's that?
Okay. The time travelers meeting is gonna happen last Tuesday.
Solid joke.
Fuck. Is that a quote, not a joke?
And that's the kind of caliber you're going to be getting out of this episode, people. So strap the motherfucking.
Oh, that was clever, dude. I was like fucking like. Oh, I was like, I could put that on a pin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And dads would wear it.
That no one would buy.
No, dude.
So, Cult of Chucky's coming out, Tony.
Fuck, man. You're going to trump me with that.
Yeah.
That's not a... You didn't raise the bar by saying that.
Did you ever watch Curse of Chucky?
No.
It's really good. It really reminds me of the first movie.
But how much of it is good?
Only the first 45 minutes.
Yeah, so fuck the rest of that
I'm
shit.
I'm surprised you knew what to say right there. That's weird.
It's not like we've been here before. But that joke was legit, or that... quote was
that's the first time
no
I heard that yeah
what I was gonna do
no and that was bad
I'm sorry.
Triple X, Return of Xander Cage, starring your boy Vin Diesel, or Groot. John Wick Chapter 2, as made famous by
My fucking boy, dude.
Keanu Reeves from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No, Keanu Reeves from fucking Sweet November, dude.
Keanu Reeves from Constantine.
Keanu Reeves from that picture of him in the subway giving someone a seat.
Keanu Reeves from Ronin 47.
Ugh.
Is that what it was called? 39, 49?
59,000 Ronins.
I'm the last white guy that's going to save Japan.
I love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, he's a good dude. You know him personally?
No, but I'm saying like...
Call him Key.
The things I've learned about him that I've read that he actually does with his money and his time are... very fucking dope for who he is.
Good for him, man. He's got a lot of it. Great Wall, February 17th, starring...
your boy, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon, as made famous by Team America World Police.
Yeah.
Collide, me and Tony know nothing about it. Moving on. Free Fire. Tony thinks that this is going to be the funniest movie of 2017.
Yeah. It that looks fucking quote. Hilarious.
Yeah. And who's in it?
Shalto Copley and Brie Larson.
Oh, Cillian Murphy is too.
And Cillian Murphy from 28 Weeks Later.
And your
I'm
boy.
Sorry, Days.
Jack Renner from Sing Street.
Yeah, Jack Renner, one of the top guys I know.
Yep. They're remaking Chips into a movie.
Yeah, with dudes in it.
With dudes. And it's kind of like they're like, you know, trying to do the whole 21 Jump Street feel of it.
Because motorcycle cops are just as hip as they were in the 80s.
And Dax Shepard's going to be in it.
Well, Dax is a fucking cool dude because he's married to Kristen Stewart, and that ain't bad. Not Kristen Stewart, I forget her name. The girl from fucking Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, okay.
The blonde.
Oh, yeah, she's very pretty.
Kristen Bell.
Yeah, Michael Pena.
Ah, Michael Pena.
That's your boy right there.
Yeah, I'd do that.
April 14th, The Fate of the Furious cruises into theaters.
Is it cruising or does it fucking does it fly?
Hopefully
cares?
They're racing planes. I think it's the new installment of the Fast and the Furious.
Nah,
franchise.
Dude, it's fucking, you're driving cars from plane wing to plane wing.
Baywatch, May 26th.
Oh.
Starring your boy.
Been needing that. Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And that cute boy.
Zac Efron, your boy.
Yeah.
That dude you have all those weird pictures of, like right
don't
by your bed.
Don't look around my room.
It's in your room, and it's not hidden. It's a weird little shrine.
Yeah, I got some of his hair.
Yeah. You say it's his hair. I don't know where you found it, who you killed.
No, I just took some of my pubes and called
like Michael Scott when he hit that speed bump on the highway.
I called him.
Who'd he hit
little,
that day?
Little Efron.
Little Efron.
Efron. Dunkirk.
Dunkirk.
Fucking bombing into theaters July 21st.
Hey.
Did you get that?
Yeah. You piece of shit.
Baby Driver cruising and crying to a theater near you August 11th.
Wah.
Nice. Wah. That was a car. Oh, shit.
Wah.
Oh, it pooped. Yeah. The Hitman's Bodyguard starring your boy.
Ah.
Who? Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Yeah, Deadpool.
Okay.
That is made famous by Just Friends.
Yeah.
Granite Mountain.
Wow. So hard. So hard.
Rocking into theaters.
Oh,
September
fuck.
22nd. Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Sorry, I coughed into the... yeah, now that one's dope.
I'm stoked for that. I hope there's another...
I had to trick people into seeing that
there
one.
There needs to be another booty hole shot in it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I need to see an asshole.
All you want.
Is an asshole on the big silver screen.
I need another fucking...
I need a brown eye on the silver screen tone.
Brown eye, silver screen. Brown screen.
Yeah.
I need another church scene.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
So good. That movie's so fucking insanely watchable. And that's underplaying. It's so fucking fun.
Yeah.
And The Commuter starring Liam Neeson.
Ah. The old, he's just getting to work.
From the Takens and the A Teams and the Greys and
the Star Wars.
He's got a green lightsaber.
From the Schindler.
Yeah, from the Schindlers. From his list movies. What was that?
From the Grey.
What were the crystals called?
Crystal Skull?
No, in Star Wars, you numb fuck.
What? Oh, Kel... Oh, fucking asshole.
Why can't you remember anything?
No. I'm not really...
Excuse me.
I'll call it Kaber Crystals or something.
I think that's exactly what it's called. Ding, 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 motherfucker.
Okay.
Tony got a point.
My chin's bleeding.
Minus, why?
I don't know. I picked something.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
You didn't have to say that on the podcast.
I'm letting you know if I am dripping blood, don't worry.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's all over my good carpet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, up here.
Hey.
The carpet that used to be brown, but now it's stained white with cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of jizz. I don't know where to put it, so I just put it on my carpet. All right. Do you have any cool news, Tone? You see anything wicked awesome?
Yeah.
Wicked frickin' awesome?
So, in recent news, I traded in The Last Guardian.
Ooh.
Don't look at my notes, sir.
I'm not. The Last Guardian? How'd you have it?
I bought it.
When?
When you were gone.
You fuck up. You didn't...
Listen! You're listening to me now.
Wait.
You little piece of shit.
Why'd you trade it in? You didn't even tell me that you got it.
I couldn't beat it. It was unplayable.
Yeah, were you bad at it?
No!
Yeah.
I'm good at it.
No, you're bad.
No, you're bad. You've never beat games.
You don't.
Yeah.
Just fucking buy them and sell them back for fucking $30.
No, I returned it. I returned it, dickhead. I didn't trade it back in.
Why
I
not?
I returned the purchase.
Oh.
Ooh.
Fucking fancy Tony returning purchases.
Listen.
Keep receipts.
The fucking controls were unbearable.
Why?
The mechanics were unbearable. Because they'd never changed anything for the last decade, but it's a new game with way more physics in it, and it's hard as shit when you're fighting the camera, and you're trying to climb on 9 million fucking things a million feet in the air.
So
not quite the same game as Shadow of the Colossus.
You were bad at it.
If you added, like, a ton more fucking technicality to Shadow of the Colossus, but added no more control for it.
Okay.
And also, Trico, the dog dragon fucking lizard, is awesome and handsome, but dumb as a box of rocks, dude. I had to restart so many scenes because he was just like, oh, I don't know. I'm going to just sleep and fucking bark.
Does he talk?
No, but that's what I'm doing to him. I'm like, hula, go, buka, gugu. Like, giving all my little commands in other language. And he just stares at me like a fucking blank canvas. Like, get your fucking shark eyes over the cliff. And I'd have to do it like 6 times. It'd take me a half hour to jump like a ledge.
So, how many deep impacts would you
give
it?
I give that game the fucking... so pretty and so moving. But I have to give it 6 deep impacts because it was... I couldn't beat it. It was
so
too much.
So, you would play it again?
I would, yeah, but I wouldn't buy it. I realized I could use my money for something else, and guess what I got? Focus now, you little piece of shit.
Mm. Give it to me.
I got 2 games.
Fucking stud.
You big... I'm getting rock hard thinking about it.
Oh, damn.
I got Doom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that fun?
Fucking action-packed.
Yeah, I heard
up.
It's, like, fucking way intense.
It, like, gets legitimately, like, you're, like, I'm sweaty playing it.
I mean...
Shut up. Don't.
It's a really difference.
We were having a good time.
Were you? Are you
like, am I always sweaty? I'd never not be sweaty.
Are you ever dry? That's what we call moist Sansonetti.
Moist Sansonetti.
Yeah, a lot of people hate the word moist, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You
don't put
moist
in the title of this episode.
Oh, it's definitely called Moist Sansonetti.
Because your fucking boxer briefs are always moist.
Yeah, I got a sweaty little asshole. It's covered in hair. What do you expect?
Whatever. Listen, Ewok.
Like yours isn't.
Yeah.
That's why I sweat.
I sweat because I exist, okay? I exist to sweat. I got that game.
Yeah.
And I got... And don't fuck around with this one. I'll fuck you up.
Okay.
The Last of Us remastered for PS4.
Oh.
Shut your stupid not knowing mouth.
No, I saw you actually playing some of this. It actually looked really good.
And you saw a real shitbag part.
Yeah, I did.
It was really corny and like a flashback to a little girl's fucking dream.
Which is your favorite part.
Shut up.
Okay.
No, my favorite part is when I'm hunting deer and fucking killing mercs.
What's a merc?
Like a mercenary? Mercenary.
Oh, I thought this game was about like zombies.
It's about an infected world, so it's like...
So they're mercenary
there are
zombies?
Factions. No, there's humans left. You're not alone.
I thought it was The Last of Us, like it was...
The Last of
and-
Us is... No, it's more of a meaning of what's left of them as humans. Like, what's left in us? Is there any good left in
so
us at
all? So
there's
a lot of humans.
Yeah, there's whole factions. There's, like, not armies, but, like, fucking, like, rebel armies. There's fucking...
Rebel scum.
Rebel scum. There's fucking, it's fucking incredible.
Rebel IPAs.
With all the hops.
Yeah, you love the hops.
No, I don't.
Yeah, Tony's not a big fan of beer.
The fuck's the point of hoppy beer? Oh, it tastes like horse shit.
You like Dead Guy Ale? That's kind of hoppy.
No, it's got a taste to it, though. It's good. It's not just straight up like barley dicks in your throat. Like, you're like, oh, give me that hard fucking dry barley cock in my mouth and I'm happy.
Give me that hard dry barley cock in my mouth and then I'll be happy. That's the title of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a mouthful. You get it? You get it? You get it? You get it?
The Last of Us Remastered is... I fucking, like, almost teared up a few times. It's fucking
you
awesome.
You always almost cry.
No, though. I don't always almost cry.
In between you sweating, you're crying. That's why
no,
you're
that's
always wet.
Not tears. It's sweat.
Tears of...
Shut up.
Okay. Tears of the sun.
You've derailed.
Tears of the sun.
Tears of the sun?
That was a good one, right?
What is that?
Tears for fears.
What is that?
A band. I can do this all day.
What else do you got for tears?
I'm trying to...
Yeah.
Hold on.
Trail of tears.
Trail of tears.
That's
wow.
Brutal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that wound's still fresh. Tear drop.
Oh, fuck.
Tattoo.
Teardrop tattoo.
Yeah, there's one.
After you kill one of the neighborhood cats like you like doing.
Yeah, I tattoo each dead cat as a teardrop on my face.
They were supposed to be claws, but they're actually just teardrops
now.
Yeah,
I'm just a bad tattoo artist. I have Tony do them for me.
Yep, because okay. I am a bad tattoo artist.
Yeah, you should see his legs. Actually, he has a really cool radio tattoo.
Shut up. Moving on. Himself. Nobody needs to see all that sexiness.
Yeah, we're putting it on our Twitter. Follow us at EYECANTREAD.
Oh, I thought you said CUNT, and I was like, hey, man.
I cuntreed. That's a good one. Classic. They might be explicit. I'm not sure. I cuntreed.
I cuntreed.
I cuntreed. I cuntreed.
Did you watch the fucking Test of Tony?
Shit, no.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's my job.
Oh, no. Why'd you ask?
Because I was just curious. It was just rolling through my head as you were itching your weird, like, I don't know.
I got an eyelash in my
fucking
eyeball.
Dick-ridden eyes, yeah.
Yeah. It's actually a pube. I like to get face-fucked a lot.
In all honesty, though.
Roman face mask people, they're no joke when fucking pubes start a flying. That's all I'm going to say.
When a pube start a flying.
Maybe that's be the name of this episode.
Roman face mask?
Or pubes start a flying. One of the two.
One of the two. There's
probably
so many choices.
Yeah, Roman face mask is good. I'll write that down. I like that.
Hey, you thought of it, dude. I'm proud of you.
That's the shit I like.
You leave tomorrow.
I do.
I'm so pissed. And
oh, yeah. We didn't. We said this before. I Can't Read's going to be dark for like 2 weeks while I'm gone on tour with Leota. If you're around anywhere.
Really? You're going to plug your absence?
Yeah, dude.
Go ahead. Plug your abandonment.
Why are you pissed?
Because I'm going to miss one of my best friends.
You can cry and sweat a lot.
I'll already be doing that.
Right. I just won't be here for it. I won't be that tiny shoulder for you to cry and sweat on.
Yeah, you have three other hot dudes to let cry on you.
Yep, they are good looking. So the 13th of January, Sudden Death Overtime, Athens, Ohio. Then we go to Terre Haute, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky, or Louisville. I think I'm saying that. We have two dates in that. Spinelli's Downtown. Great pizza. You would love it, Tony. It's like fucking New York style.
I won't be there.
Okay. It's also next to a 40,000 square foot skate park.
What oh, up? Dude, I was trying to do a fucking big flip.
But it's okay because it's going to be like fucking probably freezing rain because life hates me. Then we're going to be in Nashville, Tennessee at Fat Bites, Murfreesboro, Tennessee at Murder Hut, which sounds nice.
Yeah.
Ringgold, Georgia and Atlanta, Georgia and Statesboro, Georgia. We're doing a little Georgia run, it looks like.
Continue.
Gainesville, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Hartsville, South Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be back in Athens, Ohio, and Shadyside, Ohio is our last date with a great band called False Accusations. If you're near any of those dates, please come out, hang out with me, talk about this podcast, even though any listeners like, fuck you, I hate your band. Anyways, Tony, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections because we don't have a genre five. I'm sorry that I'm leaving you. I truly am.
It just feels weird.
Babe, I'll be back.
I don't know. You know I feel abandoned.
Reunited.
It's just like, that's the opposite of what's happening.
Ununited and it hurts so much.
Just continue.
Okay, we don't have a genre five.
Yeah, we do.
What is it?
Top five.
Flying.
Flies. favorite ways to travel.
Okay, my favorite way is a plane.
Planes,
Yeah, do you like planes?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I like smaller the better.
I doubt it.
Yeah. I really like to tuck in and feel like there's barely anything between me and, like, the sky.
Yeah, just kind of like an air coffin.
If honestly, like, I could just be in a glider, That'd be the best.
That would be the best. I would.
I would
so
just
much
glide right off of the fucking
see
bridge.
You be like, all right, gotta go, guys. You run off a cliff on a fucking glider.
My fat ass just clip my knees on every rock.
It's holding me just barely above the earth.
It's
but
ripping
not
my
enough.
Legs off.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's starting to get to the dick.
What's one of yours?
Train.
Train. I've ridden trains before, but not like I've never had my own car. I've always wanted to get like a.
This isn't Hogwarts, dude.
Well, they didn't have their own car. I mean, like they like a group.
Yeah, they shared it with three other small people.
Yeah.
Two others.
I mean, I would be way down to take.
I mean, I
country.
Guess having your own car. Yeah. I've never seen that. That must be like. Fucking
that's like
expensive.
Oh, definitely. That's when you like go across the country, like from like fucking New York to California.
I wonder what.
Because it takes like 3 or 4 days or some shit.
It's awesome.
Dude, I would love, oh my God, I would love to just be on a train fucking cruising, reading, watching shit. I bet they got Wi-Fi hotspots.
Oh,
everywhere.
They do. Straight. Because it's not like the train tracks are going anywhere, so you can set shit up.
Exactly. Not like they're moving, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Let's take a train.
Train's the best. Why are we doing a genre 5? Genre 1, trains.
Yeah, trains, planes, and that's
submarines,
it.
Submarines, yep.
Yep. Oh, yeah, submarines a great way to travel. Okay, so weekly recommendations and rejections. Solid genre of 1.
Thank you.
I saw The Woodsman.
I saw The Woodsman. This is becoming a real fascination of yours, these kinds of movies here.
Pedophilia movies.
Yes.
No. I like Kevin Bacon. Oh. Only when he plays a pedophile.
And he's getting typecast.
Yeah, Sleepers, he was a pedophile.
Yeah, it is a lot for a career.
It's weird that like in his trivia for that movie, it was like, he's been in, if you liked him
yeah,
in this,
yeah.
He's also a kid toucher in this one. You're like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's like, don't yell about it.
Woodsman is actually really good, though. It's basically like this dude gets out of jail after 12 years, and it's like how he deals with life. He's like 320 feet away from a school. That's where his apartment is, and like yeah. That's like the furthest he can, or the closest he can be.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucked up. Him. And he like watches like outside the window, but he also sees this dude that he names Candy, like talking to kids. Like he's not a parent.
Yeah.
And like he's kind of like watching him.
Yeah.
And seeing if like something happens, and it's kind of like just him like dealing with everyday life after being a convicted pedophile.
What a freak!
It's fucked up.
But why is he? Why is he so close? Fuck him.
They're like, that's the only place I would take my money.
What kind of freaks live in that? Like, rent that place.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Whatever.
I would give it 7 out of 10 Deep Impacts. It was very well done. Yep. Looked shot cool. I think it's like early 2000s.
Mm.
And that was the only thing I watched.
Wow.
Other than the movie of the week. So, Tony, hit me with the 9,000 movies you watched because I wasn't here.
I didn't watch that much. Here we go.
Hit me.
So, I rented Morgan. Mm. It was awesome.
Okay.
Very cool. Very Ex Machina feeling, because it's all about like...
Robots.
Not robots. It's more about a synthetic host with artificial DNA like created. So it...
Clones?
Like, not clones. More like she's synthetically grown, but she grows at a rapid rate. She is flesh and blood.
So like the clones from the Clone Wars.
Guess you would call if that's just a shitty reference.
Sped up genetics.
Yeah. So yeah, 5 years old. 5 years old technically, and she's like a 13-year-old. Sorry, I'm just yawning. I'm so excited about. It's rated R.
Oh.
It's fucking. Oh man, is it violent?
Viciously violent.
How violent you want it, you freak?
Oh no, I was just trying to make a one of those words.
What is that called?
Alliteration.
Yeah, viciously violent. Yeah, it was such a what is that? Ferocious.
Yeah.
Voracious. Visit to the movie I took.
Nice.
Brutal.
We sound like V from Vendetta.
That's tight though. He's really much much better at using V words to explain something.
Definitely.
In depth. Yeah.
Way better. You're bad at it. Like that.
Yeah.
Guardian game.
Oh, what?
You're bad at it, like that Guardian game.
What Guardian game?
The Last Guardian.
I'm not bad at The Last Guardian. The Guardian, Last Guardian is bad to play. It's hard to play.
Just
it's not
you're
that
bad
I could. It's not that I couldn't do it. I just ain't got the fucking patience.
Yeah, so you're bad at it.
Oh my God.
Your eyes look glossy. Oh, you just yawned. I was like, you're gonna cry.
Yeah, you look like you're gonna cry because I'm about to punch you in the fucking eye. Oh, I can see it now. Me punching you in the eye.
All right. So, what do you give Morgan?
Give you fucking two black eyes.
Oh.
I give Morgan 7.5 Deep Impacts.
Ooh.
Yeah, because the beginning is a little slow. but it's got a rich fucking like growth tapestry to what the fuck it is. And it's a cool little universe where this like technology of creating synthetics is happening. These are different levels that have happened. They're like, dude, Mach 1 didn't work. Like, we need to try this. And then they're like, no, maybe this. And it gets super violent. There's like the idea of like how much you'll fall in love with something that's not human.
That's but, the Ex Machina thing.
Though. Yeah, but she also is like she's
or Westworld.
Oh, fuck me in the ass, Westworld, dude.
Fuck me in the ass, Westworld.
I was talking with one of my coworkers today in depth about it. Literally, one of our managers were on the radio like, you need to go on break. Like, go now. And he's like, no, stop. 1 sec. I got to say more. And he couldn't not. He had to get that fucking sentence out.
Yeah.
About it. And I was so proud of him because he got so pumped. I said, you just wait till that last episode and watch the boners start.
So long, too.
So good.
So good.
I also watched Sour Grapes.
What's that about?
So
wine.
Yes. So Sour Grapes is a documentary about this dude.
Ooh. I'm in.
Who like an asshole. He's this fucking guy in like the like early 2000s who was like a trust fund baby and he was at wine conventions and he started just buying up wine. Sort of just a fucking regular old dude.
So I was right.
Yeah.
Now you're making me yawn.
But he fucking didn't know, like no one really knew him. He just started buying up a bunch of wine and he had a huge, like a fucking really dope palate for wine. So he wasn't an idiot, but he was this young nerdy wine kid.
He had a palace for wine?
Palate.
Oh.
He could taste really, really well.
Yeah.
Especially for his age because he was young.
Do you think he has like, is that like a superhuman ability?
I would say yes, he is part of the fucking X-Men, okay?
Oh, he's a mutant.
Yeah, his only mutant power is like taste buds. Oh, I taste the shit out of these ingredients.
Oh, you're one of those mutants. We're so young tasting this wine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a freak.
What's his name?
I forget.
No, I mean, what would be his superhero?
Oh.
The wino. Taste fucker.
Super bud.
Super bud.
Like taste buds.
No, I got you. Yeah. I was there.
Mm-hmm. Were you, though? Were you ever really?
Palette Boy.
Palette Boy.
I think Palette Boy is the winner.
Palette Man.
No, Palette Boy, because he was young.
He was young.
He doesn't become Palette Man until later
on. So is he Spider-Man?
Because he's trying to talk himself up. Because
why?
He's trying to talk himself up.
Peter Parker's like 15.
Right, he is a boy. Spider-Boy doesn't sound cool. Palette Boy sounds rad.
Spider-Kid.
It's like Astro-Kid. What was that
movie? Astro-Boy.
Wasn't it Kid?
No.
You sure?
I don't know. Check it. Am I ever wrong? Jeez.
No, what was that? Turbo Kid, my bad.
Am I ever wrong?
You're stupid.
Am I ever fucking wrong? Fucking Tony Cecinetti. I'm ever fucking wrong.
I am wrong, and I'll admit it. I love you. I'm sorry. Don't get all testy because you're wrong like 90% of the time. You have a pink shirt on, I just noticed.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
It's Sean Boyd, comedian. It's a shirt. It says I have one use of the N-word because I'm a cool guy. And he's black, by the way, to clear that up.
Okay, I was like, I forgot who he was.
Although I'll never cash that in. I don't say that. You don't say that. At least not on Mike. After Mike, I'm like, and this, and that. They don't even make sense. I just throw them in there for fucking fun. I don't care. I'm full of hatred.
Oh, boy.
I already made fun of Peter Dinklage for his size. I don't give a fuck.
And I took that joke because I don't give a fuck either.
Yeah, you did take that joke.
Oh, dang. No one's going to laugh at me. All right.
They never do.
So, Sour Grapes. Dude's drinking wine. He's buying a bunch of wine because he's a fucking millionaire.
Palette Boy.
But he's like fucking Palette Man. Palette Boy, yeah. And then everyone's like, where did this fucking guy come from, motherfucker? Like,
Man is cool.
This little motherfucker right here has got a lot of money.
Yeah.
But he's such a cool, articulate dude. Come to find out, he's bought up like $75 million worth of wine in the last like 3 years. And the auction house that's specifically selling his wine went from like a $300,000 auction house per year to like a $900 million auction house per year, because what he did was he cornered the market. He would buy up 80% and 90% of certain like $5,000 bottles and then resell them because there were none left a year later.
He's like the motherfucker that like these ticket websites.
Yeah.
Go on and fucking completely buy out all the tickets from a concert and then sell them at $50 per ticket.
He was that guy in the 2000s in wine.
I hate this fucking grape.
Oh, dude, he is such a greedy little creep, dude.
Grape fucker.
Okay, this little fucking He's a little fucking grape fucker, and he's from, he's like Asian of some sort.
No.
But they start investigating him. Like, people start finding out that they have fake wine that they bought off of him. Like, people with billion-dollar cellars, like, that are as big as our house are, like, finding out that a couple of their 20 grand bottles of wine that he sold them are just complete dog shit phonies.
Wow.
So it turns out that, like, 10 to 15% of the wine that he sold from his private cellar after he bought it is counterfeit as well. Dude, it's a fucking crazy real, like, it's a real story, and it's crazy to listen to. Because then his friends start asking him, like, hey, like, the FBI's been looking around over counterfeit wine. Like, a lot of it's coming from your cellar. He's like, well, that's just what I buy. Like, I can't check every bottle I buy.
Right.
Like, I buy millions of dollars of this shit. Like, I have checkers for that. And eventually, people start finding out that the counterfeit bottles are, like, originating from the same, like, the paper is from the same kind of paper. So all of his shit is from the same source, and it's all fake. Meaning it's not like a coincidence he got a few fake bottles in his purchase from different guys that had done it through the years.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, one thing leads to another, and legitimately it's about this dude to got caught, like, with this entire fucking life that, like, he had an entire existence that every day he was driving around in fucking, like, Rolls Royces, spending millions, like, flying everywhere private.
It's like the MC Hammer story.
It's nuts. It's fucking awesome. And then you eventually find out, like, on his mother's side of the family, there were two, I forget what country, a small country, like Honduras, you know what I mean? Like, there was a bank, an international bank in one of those small countries that was robbed like 5 years before he came to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
by one of his mother's relatives. Mm-hmm. And it was for like $500 million U.S.
Whoa, that's a few.
It was the biggest robbery in that country's history.
A few dollars.
And they only found one of the three guys involved. And two of the three guys involved that are still left are related to that dude.
Hmm.
But they never found a connection between those robbers and him other than, like, the coincidence of relation.
And a ton of money.
And a fuck ton of money. But, dude, it's a fucking sick-ass documentary, dude.
What do you give it?
Oh, I give it 9 Deep Impacts. I enjoyed the shit out of it.
And you're watching it again tonight, are
you? No. Fuck off. Okay.
Sour grapes.
Also, did I tell you I played Last of Us Remastered?
Yeah.
I know I did. It's fucking dope, dude. You should play that shit.
You already beat it.
Yeah.
Have you beaten Doom?
No.
Do you fight the devil?
I don't know.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Are you fighting demons?
Yeah. I kick their heads off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How's it look?
I shit down their throats. Oh, it looks stupid pretty.
I heard it's very fast-paced.
It's stupid fast-paced. So hard.
Hmm.
But it's fun.
All right. That all you did?
And I watched a lot of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia because they added a new season.
Yeah, I've been watching it too. I've been digging it.
I'm on the boat episode.
I haven't seen that one yet. I just saw the one where they go to suburbia.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. But yeah, the Always Sunny, I kind of fell off Always Sunny. I probably haven't seen like the past like 3 seasons, but you don't really need to anyways.
Someone I was hanging out with was watching it with me, and they were like, this is such a fucking dude show. It's such a bro show.
A bit.
I'm like, I get it. I
get it too.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's only sort of like shitty little like, I don't know, dickheady humor.
All right.
Moving on.
Oh, what? Yeah, Tony, it is real dickhead
of
you. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
No, I'm just going to move right on because I got other things to do.
Really happy I engaged that fucking comment.
Oh, big fucking plans. You provide so much for this show right now. You've seen so much.
Yeah, sorry. I've been on the road.
Tell me about that. Tell me some stories, some filthy fucking dick stories.
I don't have any. It's pretty tame all the time there, and I've told you a lot about everything else.
How many people died at the show in the mosh pits?
35 at least. Yeah, we're fucking getting up there.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. Like, and if you want to hear some road stories, listen to last night's main show without Sean and Josie. I struggle my little ass off to keep that shit afloat.
For
but
real?
I did. Yeah, we did like 2 hours, though, which
Were
I was.
Were you piss-faced, wasted, shit-faced?
No.
Oh.
Oddly enough.
Then why not? Why'd you have trouble?
I don't know. I just felt odd. Felt off.
Well, who was it? Who are you hanging out with?
This guy named Bob Kenner.
Bob Kenner. What's he do?
He's a comedian.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you should relate.
Yeah, because, yeah.
You're a funny fucking guy.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Look me in the eye.
I don't know. Like, if you just want to hear a blunder, the last, like, fucking, the new segment.
If you want to hear a blunder.
The new segment's really good. I was pretty pumped on that. There's a good story of Recycling Day and Broccoli Day. Both, one of which is true, one of is not. Did you hear about Recycling Day?
Not at all.
Okay, so Leota does this thing. That's my band.
I know.
For the listener, bud.
I know.
Fucking Super Bud or whatever. Bud Man, Bud Boy.
Palette Man?
Yeah.
Palette Boy?
Palette Boy. So my band, Leota Lies a Lot. If you've already heard this on the main show, I apologize. Like, you remember when I told you about the time that like I was wearing my Zelda hat and this dude walked up to me and he was like, oh, dude, I love Zelda. And I'm like, what's that?
Yeah. And he was fucked, like, yeah, fucked him. Fucked him up good, dude.
Just fucked with him. But yeah, and then like never told him any that it wasn't true. Like, yeah. Just let him explain Zelda to me for 15 minutes because I have nothing but time.
Wow.
I know, that's such a dick move. But it's funny. It's good.
He must have thought you were such a fucking loser.
For not knowing it, yeah. Owning the hat. Yeah. Which is also funny.
What a
to
sweet
me.
Guy, but man, he must have thought
Which
you
is
were
also
dumb.
Funny to me. So TR, when we were in Akron on New Year's Eve playing the fucking sick ass house show at Lousy Weather Media House, he said, oh, hey, did Paul ever tell you guys about Recycling Day? And they're like, no, what's that? And he's like, no, that's where Paul goes around his neighborhood on recycling, the night before recycling gets picked up, and he reaches into the trash and finds all the half beers.
Oh.
And all the little drops of liquor they had like left in the bottom of the bottles.
This
and shit.
This is a standing joke.
And just get piss face wasted for free. And then so I walked upstairs from the basement and everyone's like, so you heard about Recycling Day? But they looked concerned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you're a horrible alcoholic.
They didn't know TR was lying.
Oh.
And TR never told him that he was lying.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you had a little bit of a, hey, buddy.
Well, no one would tell me what fucking Recycling Day was, so I had no fucking clue.
Nobody needs to, like, they're like, you don't need to know. It's already a problem.
Yeah. They're like, well, don't remind him of it. He might go fucking dive into the fucking recycling can outside.
Just go to a fucking garbage bin.
Found out the half beers are called Wounded Warriors, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Neat. Okay, right. So let's hop into testosterone.
There was no resolution to that?
What?
See how I engage you? There's no resolution to that. You never. How did you find out about it? TR told you.
Yeah, like 4 days
on you that
tour,
night.
Yeah.
Oh.
So like
there's so many people back home that think you're like a fucking blazing alcohol. Like, you need help immediately, alcoholic.
Yeah. Which is hilarious.
That's some good PR.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
You can get some sweet little, like, how's it been,
man? I mean, I was
man?
Like, touche, TR. I can't be like, oh, yeah, have you ever heard of fucking Blunt Roach Day where TR fucking goes around looking for
snags up the old roaches?
Yeah, looking for all the little roaches left in the ashtray. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, he's got a real problem. They're like, Recycling Day. I'm like, God damn it.
Yep, yep.
Never going to fucking top that one.
I know there's a puddle of beer on the floor. I'm not going to drink it.
My little dumbass is, yeah, people are just like leaving half cans. Like, let's see what he does.
Put a cap of beer out.
A cap of beer. Yo, just fill this one with piss. See if he drinks it. Probably will. Look at how bad he's doing.
Oh.
All right, so test to Tony, 40 days and 40 nights. How would you think? What was your deep impact rating?
Oh,
I'm kidding. You can go into it if you'd like.
Well, 40 days and 40 nights star my boy,
yep.
Josh Hartnett,
yep.
From Penny Dreadful.
Faculty.
Black
Hawk Down.
He's in a lot of dope ass movies.
30 Days a Night.
30 Days a Fucking Night.
30 Days a Motherfucking
Ben
Night.
Ben Foster.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's death approaching.
Go ahead. Yeah. Like, you can do it.
That ain't the cold you're feeling.
That's death approaching.
That's death approaching.
Fucking.
Now I can file down this little sorry piece and cut your throat with it. I'll pick the lock and cut your throat.
Break it up. Pick the lock with it. Yeah, it's a fucking good movie.
It's a great
movie. We should just watch that.
God.
No God. Did I say that recently?
Yeah, we were on the Unbelievables podcast.
Okay, yeah.
So, hey, look forward to that
what?
Next Tuesday.
Huh?
Tony and I will be on the newest edition to Lousy Weather Media Network, the Unbelievables podcast.
I will be posting that, so you can listen to that.
Yeah, post it on your Twitter and your Facebook. Share it all around. I'll post it from the I Can't Read Twitter, so those of you that follow us, all three, can check it out. We have follow us on Twitter, please.
Please, Paul needs it.
Make a Twitter account and just follow us and then immediately delete it. Wait, I might lose a follower if you do. Just leave it on active.
Yeah.
Just be that little egg avatar.
You know who's following me on Twitter?
Who?
Like 500 other podcasts.
Yeah.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
That's all. You always hashtag podcast.
Do I?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why they do it. Okay, so 40 days and 40 nights.
It was a real 90s old fucking poop squeezer. I mean, it's dated as fuck. It's okay, though. He works at a web company. That's about all they explain about it, because it's a web company.
I enjoyed the condom scene when he fakes the orgasm with the girl.
Ooh, ah! And she's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, she's like, he's like, I came. She's like, nah, let me see the condom. And he whips it out the window, tries to, windows closed.
Yeah. Smacks it on there. She's like, oh, you're so fucking bad at lying. He's like, yeah, all right. The girl in that movie, though.
Yeah.
Whew.
Well, dude, I mean, and there's like boobs galore. There's a boobs whole scene galore. Of just topless people walking.
Hers is, you only see a half nip, but it's when he's like, you know, like skin banging her with a flower.
Yep. Forgot about that. Skin banging her with a flower.
Yeah. She's like, no, he never touched me. And then fucking Maggie Gyllenhaal, her best friend, is like, oh my God, so crazy.
I can't believe he skin fucked her with a
flower. I can't believe this is my first film. I'm Maggie Gyllenhaal. I'm going to marry Peter Skarsgård.
I can't wait to be in The Dark Knight. It's Katie Holmes.
It's Katie Holmes.
And then me and my brother are going to be in a movie called Donnie Darko.
We're going to play brother and sister.
She doesn't talk like that.
No, in that movie, she does. She plays kind of like...
Valley girlish.
Yeah. But that main girl is... I guess I really don't know why... Unless she chose not to be active that much in Hollywood.
Yeah.
She had such fucking decent chops. Like, she out-acted Hartnett in a lot of
scenes.
Get
out of town.
Shut up.
Lucky number 11.
Fucking Pearl Harbor.
He was in that.
I know.
He was in that.
He really was.
Hang on. I'm thinking of one. Penny Dreadful.
I already said it. But you got it.
You did say that.
What else is there?
I took yours. Huh?
What else is there?
Oh, that's it. We named all of his movies.
I was going to say, I don't think he's like a super, super active actor at all.
I was about to say Sin City, but he's not in that.
Yeah, he is. He plays is the fucking assassin like, on the roof.
Yeah, okay.
For like a very short...
I was like, I remember him in black and white with like a red dress.
Very
he wasn't
brief.
Wearing the red dress.
No, he killed a girl wearing a red dress.
Right before he fucked her.
Nope, no, he did not necro fuck her.
Necronomicon.
Necronomicon.
It's a very, what's that called? Free association podcast.
Just whatever words that come up from other things, we will follow right into what they're from.
Well, yeah, whatever happens, happens here on I Can't Read. Follow us on Twitter, EYE. No. What do you give it, Tone?
I mean, it was barely watchable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you like it originally when you saw it?
Yeah,
as a teen.
Yeah, as a teen, I was like, I get his struggle. Like,
teen
I'm always
tone.
Having sex with everyone forever.
So I have to take a break.
Yeah, dude. Like, I need to, for Lent, I need to not bang a new girl every day forever.
Yeah.
And go to clubs and just meet girls and not talk, but fuck them. Like, that's what he did. There's literally a scene where he's like, I just don't know. Boom. Bed scene.
Oh, there's She's probably like, more in there.
Ah, very little.
Yeah, like
very little. I give it. He gave her three sentences.
Okay.
Full compound sentences, and that was all he needed.
How many deep impacts do you give it?
How many deep impacts?
Is that what it sounds like?
That's what I heard. Hey, what I... He looks so annoyed. You impersonating me, impersonating you.
The
fucking
best.
Class, dude. Inception. I give it four deep impacts because I'm not watching it again.
Okay.
But she's lovely.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. I don't have the specs on it because for some reason, if when you type it in, hold on, I'm going to try just type in the word 40. See if that pops up.
Oh, 40 days and 40 nights. It did pretty well.
No, it's right there.
Yeah.
$37 million domestic, worldwide, 95. Production budget, NA, I'm sure it cost about like...
89 bucks or so.
Yeah, $6, some change. All right, we want to hop into movie of the week.
All I heard was...
Oh, wow. That makes sense. We watched...
We did.
What we watch?
We watched They Look Like People.
They Look Like Fucking People, which is basically like a new, what, like, kind of like, is it Cocoon?
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 Do you remember what Cocoon was about?
Yeah. You've
the old people rejuvenating themselves
right.
in alien
and
cocoons?
You never die.
How is this kind of like
that? Well, because they're like hosts.
I would say host? It's more like, you know, like, Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Or Cocoon.
Or They?
They, yeah. I'll give
Were
you they.
Were you thinking about They or Cocoon?
Cocoon.
Cocoon.
Never get older and you never die.
I just, there's no...
Correlation?
Correlation to Cocoon, because Cocoon's all about, like, like the beauty of human life and not living forever, and like aliens being like these weird, like merciful, like creepy things. I don't know. It's more haunting and fucking creepy because also it's like, are there fucking aliens or is this about mental insanity?
Okay.
Is this movie about hallucinations?
Are you about hallucinations?
I'm all about hallucinations. I'm on tons of acid right now.
Yeah, you are. That's why you're good on this podcast.
Yeah, that's the only time I ever record is if I'm tripping balls on acid.
Just trashed on acid.
Just trashed out on acid. Because then I wake up in a few hours and I go, what did we do? You're like, you were fine. You're good. You're
why is cold Roman face mask?
And
you're like, oh, shit. And then you pull a pube out of your eyeball.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
If we went through all our titles, there's some horrible things that could have happened to me.
That would happen.
That would happen.
Yeah. What was it, Paul? The hot dog flavored mac and cheese water?
Yeah, mac and cheese fucking hot dog sweat water, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
You ate that.
Oh, all that fucking schlop.
Have you eaten dinner tonight?
I have not.
What are you going to have?
I don't know.
Probably like a hot pocket dipped in like fucking like soy sauce.
And ranch.
Yeah.
It's my new, it's called Paul Sauce.
Paul
Sauce. Soy sauce and ranch is salty and fucking ranch.
Mm.
Salty ranch. Put a little, put a one drop of cum in it.
Add a drop of cum.
Yeah.
Just, and stir it in. Let it simmer.
Yeah. Splash of cum.
Then you're going to want to reduce it.
Yeah. 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 Definitely. And then it kind of like does what the Hamburger Helper does, like how it thickens the sauce.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The condensates kind of.
The cum does that really well.
Wow.
You're welcome.
This has been a really, really rich podcast of like dicks and stuff.
Dicks and stuff, which is also the name of
this episode. They might be people. They look like people.
They
pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It looked like it was shot for $1.50, but they did a really good job. Beautiful cinematography. Basically, it's about this dude that comes back into town, and he's all fucking freaked out, thinking, like, this alien race is taking over, and there's this really
rad line. Calling him, and...
Yeah, there's someone calling him and being like, so, you're gonna go down to the basement, and then, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Wow, I was like, this is either Bane or Buffalo Bill.
Perhaps you were wondering why the aliens are your friends.
What's that line you really like about Thunder, though?
Oh, yeah. When you, if you hear 3 thunderclaps on a clear sky, that means the war has begun.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then the movie, motherfuckers, you hear some fucking thunderclaps.
You hear claps, and he's like tearing up, scared that, like, fuck,
yeah,
don't
about
have
to,
another.
Like,
don't have another.
They're about to fuck off and go, like, to some other spot, like a cabin
to the woods,
or some
yeah.
shit. Yeah, because the cities are bad because they're full of people. Basically, Tony was right. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. You don't really know who's infected.
Yeah.
But the dude can see, like, the main character can see who is.
Yeah, he gets visions, like. And no one else is seeing what he's seeing. He is one of the chosen, and they say, like, we chose you because you're soft. Like,
yes.
You can see better than any. All this fucked up shit, though. They're like, he's like, you know, they're gonna fucking rip your skin off. They're not what you think. They're not your friends. Like, kill them. Like, get a hammer, get an axe, kill them.
And
he gets the temptation to.
They're susceptible to acid.
Yeah. So he gets a bunch of sulfuric acid. And he's got like this area that he says they've never contacted him, being the basement of his house. He's like, so we're safe down here. Like, this is not an area that is susceptible to them. But it's fucked up because his best friend sees it. Ah, man.
I wouldn't even go
there. These movies of the week, I don't get to talk a shit about nothing.
Because I don't think anyone's seen this movie, and it has a really cool turn to it.
Man.
It's really cool. And, like, you might be watching and be like, I don't know. But when it happens, you'll be like, that's sick. And then something else will happen, you'll be like, whoa, that's sicker.
I know why movie of the week is always a short segment. Because
we can't talk about it.
It's hard to talk about it.
Yeah, we got to be very vague. But, all right, I give it 8.5 deep impacts.
I give it 8 deep impacts.
Okay, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would. It's very indie. It's very slow. But it's really well done, I felt like. And it's shot very aesthetically well, too. It's nice to look at.
Yeah. It's a very, very cool movie.
Yeah, I dug it a lot.
It reminded me...
Of They?
No,